I hear some news that will have you throwing something, probably your mobile phone, at the radio. We pay £5 million more than we should on our mobile phone bills because we're on the wrong contract, Declan.
And it's probably no surprise, Asma, that we are on the wrong contract, because here is the staggering figure. There are 8,134,979 different contract options across Vodafone, O2, T-Mobile and Orange. That figure worked out by a company called Bill Monitor. It says that as a result of this perplexing choice, three quarters of mobile customers whose bills it tested were paying too much in advance and they were never using all their free minutes. Others signed up for deals that were too small and they ended up paying far more than they otherwise would if they talked too long or sent too many texts or spent too long surfing the web on their phones. Eddie Murphy is an analyst on telecoms with Priory Consulting. Good evening to you, Mr. Murphy.
Good evening, Declan.
Does anyone understand their mobile phone contract?
Very few, I suspect, and I'm probably as guilty as anybody else myself. I think the level of attention that you need to pay to your regular usage and how that varies is such that I don't think most people can actually be bothered.
You could look at this number, this 8,135,000 number, and say, this is a terrific range of choice for customers. This allows customers to pick exactly the solution that works for them. Doesn't seem to work out like that.
It doesn't. I mean, the range of choice is fantastic, but the range is also a problem in itself. Sometimes we find, like with the internet, that if we Google something, we find we get far more information than we can actually process, and I think that's one of the problems that people have to deal with.
Are they doing it deliberately? Do the mobile phone companies offer this range knowing or implicitly assuming that we will be confused by it?
I'm not sure that that's the reason behind the range. I'm sure the mobile phone companies are quite happy with the situation where people are paying too much, but I'm not sure that that's actually the objective of the variety of pricing that's available.
Okay, what can we do about it? If we're one of these people who collectively are paying 5 million more than we should, once we're on a contract, there's very little way of changing it halfway through if we find out it's the wrong one.
Yes, you can change it. Some of the operators will allow you to change your contract once you're sort of 9 months into the contract, because that's when they reckon they will have recovered the cost of the handset from you. But I think that the really important time is when you're actually entering into a contract. Really try and understand what your usage is. And if you really are averaging 200 minutes a month, then really don't buy yourself a package that includes 600 bundled minutes a month, because you will pay far too much for it.
And you find that out by looking at your previous bills and doing a bit of homework before you walk into
and
the store.
You know, not everybody keeps their bills, unfortunately. So, you know, you need to start thinking about this quite a while in advance of your contract change to make sure you understand what your own requirements are.
Okay, Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting, thank you. Shares that.